The tennis player Billie Jean King is the first woman ever to make more than $100,000 in professional sports. She accomplished this last year when she won 19 tournaments, including the United States Open at Forest Hills, New York. But Billie Jean King, from the start of her career, has been in the news for one reason or another. The preview edition of the feminist magazine MS includes her on a list of women who wish to make public the fact that they have had an abortion. A recent story in the Washington Post said the operation took place early last year, thus permitting Mrs. King to set the record in sports. Yesterday, Stephen Banker asked Billie Jean King if it's true that there's prejudice against women in tennis.
That's true, because every official is usually a fellow. Everyone in business is usually a fellow, and they look out for the fellows first, and we're kind of, oh, the women. Oh, yeah, I guess we should get the women in there, but...
But certainly you wouldn't argue that women play as well as men do.
Our skill level is just as high. The difference is the power and strength, but I can hit any shot in the book that any of the top men players can. I can hit a topspin backhand or a slice backhand or any shot they can, but the power or strength behind it is not the same. And I guess you could more or less relate to boxing like a lightweight against a heavyweight. It's the power, but I think the skill level is probably just as high in either event.
Well, I don't know about that. Take someone like Margaret Court, who is a very high-ranking women's player today and who weighs something like 135 or 140 pounds. More than that. Well, Ken Rosewall weighs about that or perhaps less. Now, who would you pick between those two?
I think a fellow usually is stronger. His physical being is much stronger. But the only fair way for a woman to play against a fellow is that from the time we start tennis, we play against men continually.
In other words, you're copping out of the question.
No, I'm not, because I've played against women for 15 years or 17 years, and if I were to go and play against a man, I have no chance. I'll be honest with you. The only way that I would have even some kind of conception of what it is to play against men all the time is if I played 15 years of international competition against men. Then I would say, fine, fair enough. But I feel our entertainment value is just as good, if not better. And that's what people come to see, is entertainment. They don't come to see who's the most powerful.
Billie Jean, why did you choose this moment in history to make public the fact that you have had an abortion?
I didn't say I had an abortion. There were no quotes around that, and I feel that that's just newspaper and the mass media trying to make something out of nothing. I think that if you want my opinion about abortion, I feel a woman should have a choice. But I don't feel whether I had an abortion or not really should matter. I think that's my own personal business.
Well, how about the letter that you signed, apparently, and sent off to MS, the magazine MS?
I thought that was to say that I feel women should be allowed to have an abortion if they want or not.
But it was under a headline that said, we have had an abortion.
But I saw the magazine.
Are you going to sue them?
No, I'm not going to sue them, because it doesn't matter to me. I feel the stigma has been too long around. I mean, it's been around too long, and I feel very strongly that women should have a choice, and I'm not going to worry about it anymore. I mean, if it can help, fine. But I think whether I did or didn't is my own personal situation. And I know that my husband, Larry, feels very strongly about that women should have the choice of whether they have an abortion or not.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it's just that I think that's between Larry and me.
So if I understand you correctly, you're not saying whether or not you have had this experience.
Exactly.
But you are saying that it's okay if anybody wants to.
Yes, I think a woman should have a choice, especially women who... are probably in a situation with a low-income situation. Yeah,
but I'm a little bit confused here, because not only did this magazine perhaps misrepresent you, but there's also an interview in the Washington Post which said about the same thing. Did that misrepresent you at all?
Yes, it did, because there were no quotes around that. He just assumed that I had it because he read Ms.
Uh-huh. And you talked...
I talked about my opinions, just like I am with you, but if you read it, the quotes are around my opinions, and he assumed. The next paragraph is Mark Ashner stating that I've
had... The reporter, yeah.
Exactly.
But where did he get the information that it took place at the beginning of 1971 and that you never could have made $100,000 without this operation?
I have no idea, because I feel that... I really feel that that's insignificant. You know, I wish that when I talk to a sports writer, I feel I'm an athlete first, and my accomplishments in tennis are much more important than whether I had an abortion or not. I think it's ridiculous, and I think these are some of the problems in society today. They don't ever want a story on merit. You know, you got to do something that people think, aha, oh, that's neat, or oh, it's scandalous, or it's sensational. The thing is that I had the best year of my life. I feel that I've helped women's sports come a long way. I feel that we've become motivators in a way, which has been great. I think we've gotten away from the rich and white, wealthy image of tennis. I won 19 tournaments last year. I had the greatest year of my life, and the only way I get in the papers is whether I had an abortion or not. And it makes me very sad, because there alone, if they were going to talk to Rod Laver, they would talk about his accomplishments. But because I'm a woman, they want to bring in the abortion situation. It irritates me to a great degree, because it seems like the only time I get an interview anymore is about my personal life or about women's lib or my opinions on everything but what I've accomplished. And I feel that my accomplishment should be what we talk about more than anything else, because that's where the hard work was.
Billie Jean King, thank you very much. This is Stephen Banker in Washington.